It's basketball, not football, that comes to commentator Jake Tapper's mind when he thinks of Congress.
The weird vibe on Capitol Hill right now reminds me of the morning post-mortems our high school basketball team went through after losing a game. The coach was somewhere between furious and resigned, and all the players, even those of us on the bench, had our ideas about what went wrong and who was to blame. Many Republicans, starters and benchwarmers alike, are still assessing where we go from here. Some have already begun the healing process, like House Speaker Dennis Hastert, who's trying to make peace with Democrats, extending olive branches on bipartisan legislation. Senate Majority Leader Trent Lott is doing his statesman thing, walking into the White House with Speaker Hastert to meet with Clinton, to make nice. Then, of course, there are members of Congress who have other plans. One of these plans is, believe it or not, to introduce yet another flag-burning amendment. While sources in the House Republican leadership say that they'd rather supervise Linda Tripp's next makeover than be forced to deal with this divisive issue, some of Congress's benchwarmers are planning to forge ahead with the bill anyway. Political strategists question the wisdom of bringing up a flag-burning amendment so soon after the impeachment soap opera. But Republican Senator Orrin Hatch, for one, doesn't see it that way. After all, as he said on the Senate floor just a few months ago, the flag amendment should, like the flag itself, unite us. Hatch apparently sees protection of the flag as a way to combat the degradation of our national values. We must take every opportunity to set the right behavioral standards for our children, he said, while introducing the bill, lest we become a nation of cynics who snicker every time someone tries to reinstill virtue into public life. Now, cynics might snicker at this, but to Hatch and others behind the flag-burning amendment, it's no laughing matter. And if you listen closely, you might even hear some sobs coming from the Hill. The sobs, however, are coming from the offices of those members of Congress, mainly Democrats in the House, who have voted for the flag-burning amendment in the past, but only because they knew that when the bill reached the Senate, it would either die or be killed. Why are they crying? Well, this year, unlike in the past, there might actually be enough votes in the Senate for the bill to pass, guaranteeing that this could get ugly. However much Speaker Hastert, Trent Lott, and President Clinton form a circle and hold hands, there's a noise somewhere in the background. It's politics, and it's coming back. And whether it's over the flag-burning amendment, or abortion, or the census, pretty soon you're not going to be able to hear anything but partisan shrieking. Because in 2000, everything will be up for grabs. The House, the Senate, and the presidency. And when it comes down to it, Clinton, Lott, and Hastert will be in there throwing elbows with the best of them.
Jake Tapper writes from Washington for the online magazine Salon.